Kent's radio station.
KMFM.
Guys, KMFM at the weekend. This is Andy Walker. I promised you all week she's going to be on the show. She's finally here. Ava Max.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Are you embracing this autumn weather of ours? Because it's nothing.
I am. I'm so ready for just like big coats. I love fall and winter. I've been here a few times. It's one of my favorites. I really think that the energy here is like really great. I love the rain too. It's funny because a lot of people are saying they don't like it, but I do. I really do.
Hey, if you stay long enough, it's coats, it's snow, roads are gridlocked.
I want it all.
Right, I've got to go straight in, Ava. Sweet But Psycho. That's a song that still is taking the world by storm.
I mean, it's insane. Just mind-blowing.
But did you have any idea
No.
what it would do?
Literally none. None. Zero. Nope. So like, when it happened, I was in full shock.
So when you're in the recording studio making this song, did you not think, we got something special here?
We were excited about the song. Like, don't get me wrong, we loved the song.
Yeah.
We're like, wow. But we were also kind of scared a little bit because, you know, no one was releasing pop music at the time. It was like, it's still very urban driven. And so a pop song to become that big in an urban driven time, it's like, we didn't think it was going to become that big. So that was very... a shock.
Yeah, but it still is though, isn't it? It's just gigantic.
Just happy people still love pop. I'm like, okay, I'll give you more pop.
We love pop. Pop, I think pop rules in the UK.
I'm just really happy about what happened and is happening, and I'm just very happy I could do what I love, and
And following that monster hit, have you had that moment, you know when you know you've made it?
See, for me, it's hard for me to like say, oh, I've made it. Like, I feel like I'm just so busy and just doing my thing that it doesn't really hit me that way, if that's sounds right.
Yeah, but you are a proper real example of someone who dreamt of being a pop star and it's now happening.
I mean, it's crazy. I love what I do, and I love to perform, and I love to write music, and I as cliche as it sounds, I just want to share my voice with the world.
And I want to make sure I've got my facts correct here. Was it a Beyonce concert that made you realize you wanted to do what you are doing?
Yes, you are correct.
Well, what was it in particular?
I mean, watching her live was just a dream come true, first of all. I mean, my mom got me tickets and surprised me, and we went together, my mom and I, and my mom's just like, see, like, if you want to do that, it takes a lot of discipline. Like, she's singing and dancing live. No one can do that, just Beyonce. And I'm like, you're right. She's invincible. She really opened my eyes and what a true performer looks like.
Tell us about the Ava Max haircut. I think, is it right? Am I right?
The Max cut.
The Max cut, yes.
Yeah, the fans named it, and I've been sticking with it since.
Because I love the story behind it, but for anyone listening this morning who doesn't know the story, it's brilliant. Please tell it.
So it's funny because I feel like I've told this a million times, but it really is the truth. Like, I was burning cookies. I can't bake. I can't cook. Like, I was legit burning cookies, and I smelled the cookies burning from upstairs. And I cut one side and I forgot to cut the other side because I was running downstairs to make sure the house wasn't burning. And I went back upstairs and I didn't cut the other side. I liked it the way it was.
So did you just then run back upstairs, see yourself in the mirror and go, well, I'm keeping it?
Yeah, and I got the weirdest looks that week, and I thought, wow, this is, like, something different, and, like, I can really, like, give off a positive message of just doing you and just doing what you love no matter what anyone says. No matter if everyone hates it, you still should do it if you love it.
Good. Are fans copying it?
I have seen a few fans online, and it's just like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So they're going into hairdressers asking for the Max cut now.
I'm sure the hairdressers are like, really? Like, you're like, why are you doing this?
Hey, like you said, though, you've stuck to your guns. You're still doing it. I love that.
I just love it. I don't feel like me if I don't if I have the same hair length now.
Exactly. You're traveling the world right now as well. What are you loving now that you're in the UK?
I'm definitely loving the energy. The shopping here is awesome. I just rehearsed and also did the Jonathan Ross show the other day. So
okay.
I'm excited
was that fun?
For that to premiere. Yeah, it was incredible. He was so funny. And Mel B was on the show, which was insane. I got to meet Mel B and from the Spice Girls, obviously.
I take it that you performed Torn?
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is a proper pop banger.
Thank you so much.
I love the video as well. Anyone who hasn't seen it, you're a superhero.
Thank you.
Was this so much fun to do? Because it looks like it was. Because you fly. I mean, Was that your idea? I assume they hoisted you on strings.
Oh, yeah. That was my idea fully. I blame myself for that.
There's one thing with the video, though, if I may point it out, Ava. I think there's one flaw with your superpower that I noticed. As a superhero, surely I would have thought you could open car doors without smashing windows with your heels.
I mean, we just had to do that because, you know, you can do a lot of things with heels and we had to show at least one.
Hey, look, I would need to get on the new tune, Torn. Thank you for hanging out this morning.
Thank you. Kent's radio station. KMFM.